Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for our second program of Purple House, a monthly forum for the arts. I am delighted to have Alicia Eberhardt and Tom Smith with us in the studio. I'm going to read brief introductions for both. Alicia is a writer and editor who hails from Long Island, New York, land of beaches, bagels, and what else? Diners. She holds a writing degree from Emerson College in Boston and has two, not one, but two alter egos. One as a content development and social media expert, and one as a graduate student studying the anthropology of women's health. She loves wine, coffee, and dancing in the kitchen. Oh, Tom, you're so lucky. Tom was born and raised in a food-centric Italian family in Tatawa, New Jersey, arguably the diner capital of the United States. He also attended Emerson College in Boston, where he studied visual media arts. He puts his degree to good use in his career as a photographer and creative director. He is an excellent cook and an amateur guitarist. Alicia and Tom, welcome. Glad to have you here.
Glad to be here. I feel I need to clarify that these biographies came from our recent book that we published called Diner Porn, which is safe for work. It's a book about diners, and so that's why our bios are so...
heavily diners.
heavily food-centric, yeah.
And we just love food, too.
Yeah.
Good. Well, first of all, tell us about Eberhardt & Smith. When did you start your company, and what's its kind of driving goals, purpose?
We started in 2013, and our driving goal is always to create thought-provoking creative media for a variety of clients.
So specifically, what does that mean? So if I'm a client and I come to you and I say, I want something thought-provoking, what am I actually asking for? What are you going to do for me? Is it branding? Is it developing a website for me? Is it all of the above?
For starters, what it usually means is that you're talking to Alicia about the business.
Okay.
I handle the creative side of things. So,
okay. So we go to Alicia first and say, Alicia, I need help.
So I guess first we would want to find out what are the goals of your company or your organization. We work with both. We work with a lot of small businesses, medium-sized businesses, and community organizations. Mm-hmm. So we'd want to find out, what's your goal? You know, what are you trying to do with this organization? Who are you trying to reach? And from there, we move on. So, you know, it could be a website. It could be branding, like you say, a visual identity. Mm-hmm. Everything that we do comes from a standpoint of your brand and your mission and your audience.
So can this be applied to artists and writers? Does it have to be an organization?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it can absolutely be applied to artists and writers.
And why would an artist or writer ask for your services?
I think that personal branding, as you might call it, is starting to become really a lot more important, especially as people have an internet presence for their professional life. So we might talk to an artist or a writer to create a website that presents their work in the way that they would like to see it.
I think one of the things that we find is that we understand their needs versus a larger company, where if you're an artist or a writer and you walk into a big agency, they don't exactly understand your day-to-day struggle. So, you know, we kind of speak the artist language.
So I'm sensing, though, a strong social media presence.
Absolutely. Well, social media is so important right now.
Yeah.
So that just goes with the work.
So that kind of helps support everything else that we're doing and that that person might be doing. So if they came to us for social media help, we might try to tell them how to reach the people that they're looking to reach. We would give them advice on how to craft their messaging so that they're starting conversations instead of just broadcasting what they think to the world. Because the best part about social media is really the engagement that you can try to have with people. And for some of our clients, we actually go ahead and do all of the social media management ourselves. But even for a smaller client that might not want to do that, we could help them, you know, be sort of a consultant on how they can craft their social media presence to really accurately portray the things that they care about and that their audience cares about.
So if I'm a writer, I don't have an agent, but I have, let's say, a book or a collection of poems. Could I come to you and say, I need help getting this out in the world? What would your response be to that?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah? And so you would sit down with me as a writer and say, what?
Well, the first thing I would want to do is understand them as a person and see, what are your interests and what kind of connections do you want to make? You see a lot of really interesting personas these days on social media, and they can be really fun, too, to work on.
Right.
I would love to work with an individual artist or writer who's looking to reach a certain segment of their audience maybe more closely in a way that they're not able to, because they're physically not able to meet that many people in, in, you know, their day-to-day life.
Sure.
And they need to get on social media and just the access there is huge. Mm-hmm. There's such a huge pool of people to be able to reach.
Yeah, it's also a really good way to, like I was saying before, start conversations with people mm-hmm. and to kind of be really personal and reveal parts of yourself that you might not be able to in like a reading mm-hmm. or a one-to-one meeting with a bunch of people or something mm-hmm. like that. So
exactly.
I think it's a great way for writers. I always recommend that people who are doing self-publishing mm-hmm. try to build a really strong social media presence and a blog and a website and all of that, mm-hmm. basically what we might call a personal brand, because that's something that if you were working with a publisher, they would do for you. And so it's something that, you know, you can't just publish a book and expect that it will be successful and that sure. people will buy it without sure. knowing anything about you. And so creating relationships, using the internet to create relationships mm-hmm. with people to promote your work is really important, especially for those people doing self-publishing.
So you would also, I think what you're saying is providing a platform for a self-published writer
yeah.
to actually bring the work out into the world and try and have a greater response and success to it.
Absolutely.
So you're advocates of self-publishing for some people? You think that's a good thing?
We actually just self-published our first book. So yeah,
that's great.
For sure.
Yes, tell us about it. So what's it called?
Diner Porn.
Diner Porn, that's what you mentioned
yeah.
earlier.
Yeah.
Don't worry, it's safe for work. It's just food.
Yeah, unless you're hungry, I guess. Lunchtime is overdue, then it's not
right.
so safe.
So is this a survey of diners in America or yeah. menus? What is it actually of?
It's a collection of stories and photo essays of diners in America.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, and of course, you had to, unfortunately, go to all of them and test them out, right?
I mean, it was terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, Tom, I'm so... It's just heartbreaking to sit here at 3 and know that you did that.
Yeah. It's a really tough job, but, you know.
Yeah,
someone's got to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. But we actually raised the funds to do that on Kickstarter, which was mostly we did all of our advertising through social media. And so I think that's a really good example of what a strong platform you can build. Mm-hmm. And before the book was a book, mm-hmm. Before it was even the idea for a book, it was a blog. And so all of our kind of momentum for this project has come from finding people on the internet who are just as crazy about diners and mm-hmm. diner-related stuff as mm-hmm. we are.
Cool. Can I do a version as an artist and have museum porn and do a
sure.
you know fundraising
Please.
Site and
yeah.
raise money
yeah.
to travel across the country and go to art museums? I think there's a future in this.
Yeah.
I'm liking this idea.
I think you should look into it.
Look at 3:30 today. How about, you know, let's talk.
If you're going to do a Kickstarter, though, I would recommend, if you're not business savvy,
yeah.
to take whatever budget that you devise mm-hmm. and just multiply it by 3.
Yeah.
By 3. Okay, so no sleeping in the car. Okay, I'm with you on that. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, so out of Eberhard Smith, you've developed several things, one of which is a series of workshops for writers called Write Up.
Right.
Is that your idea? Was that with Neva? Please tell us about the kernel of that.
Wasn't our idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can't take credit for the idea. Neva Durrell
yes.
and Jessica Porter, who okay. are both Catskill-based freelance writers, they...
And let's mention that Neva is also the curator at the GCCA.
She is,
yes.
yeah.
Okay, good.
And they started this organization, or they really started it, as far as I understand, as sort of like they wanted to meet other writers. They had mm-hmm. moved here within the last couple of years mm-hmm. and were working mostly in solitary, you know, working from home or from their small mm-hmm. office spaces, and were kind of looking just to have like a social connection with mm-hmm. other writers and people. And so we joined as members when they first started. And obviously, I'm a writer. Tom had been branching out into doing more writing things and had been published in a couple of places.
And my writing was terrible. So I was like, this is going to be great. I'm just going to copy what they're doing.
It's not that terrible. So we joined as members and we thought, you know, wow, this is like a really great idea. And we also have been working on a sort of passion project called Catskill Made, which is a digital magazine of artists and writers in the Catskills. So there was a bit of a selfish motive here too, mm-hmm. which was meet writers that could help us with Catskill Made, mm-hmm. you know, that we could hire to write for us. So we joined as members, and then as the group grew and they wanted to kind of move it into something a little more legit, we were thinking, how can we use the things that we know how to do, which is branding and visual identity and mm-hmm. photo and writing and websites, to help them and to make them more legitimate and established.
We make people legit.
Yeah.
Well, I really need you now. Okay, so how often does Write Up meet, and where do they meet, and what if we want further information, how do we find you?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
We meet.
Write Up is on the web now, right?
It is.
WriteUp.us.
Yes.
Okay.
You can go there and sign up for the... Yeah, I think you can just become a member just by entering in your email address.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And even though they have meetings, Alicia's going to tell us about the meeting that's coming up this week, but they're also just trying to reach a large number of writers just across the board. Anybody who's interested in resources or you know, connecting with other writers.
That's
I think
great.
They can go on the website.
It does meet
up
here in Catskill at Magpie. Is that
it? Does so. There's a monthly meeting. That's a read up. We
mm-hmm.
call it
read
or
up and
drink
write up.
Up. It's
Ooh.
Kind of a. There's a social aspect. We also usually have a few local writers who are reading their mm-hmm. recent work, mm-hmm. and that the next one is happening this Thursday, December 8th at 6 p.m. at Magpie in Catskill.
Great.
Most of our meetings or events so far have been here in Catskill because mm-hmm. that's where our home base, I guess you could call mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. The people who have been involved in organizing, which is the organizers, Jessica and Neva, as well as Christy at Magpie.
Great.
So that's why most of them have been here. But we are looking, it's not a Catskill-specific organization. We are looking to mm-hmm. branch out into other areas of upstate New York because part of the problem of connecting with other writers is that we are such a scattered and large space.
Right.
You know, Write Up tries to address specifically the needs of writers that work outside of major metropolitan areas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really big space. That's a really, you know, upstate mm-hmm. New York is large. So we are trying to reach people in other areas by having events in places. So if people know of things, they can contact us and say, you know, I know a really great community event space that would love to do, you know, a read up or an event or something mm-hmm. there, that would be great. So
it's like I was saying before, we just speak the language of the artists and the in this case, the writers. We know that there are writers out there who are just in their homes and they are probably not going to come out and always come to the meetups. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. we do want to be able to connect with people over the internet using mm-hmm. social media, right. things like that too.
So if I may, let's yeah. ask for your contact for Eberhardt and Smith.
Yeah,
it's
eberhardtsmith.com, and I'll spell that for you. It's eberhardtsmith.com, and write-up is writeup.us.
And can you tell us, I'm sorry we're going to run out of time, but I'm very curious about Catskill Made.
Oh, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
So is that up and
says
running
the
right
person
now?
Who made it.
It's a yeah, it's up. It's a quarterly digital magazine.
And how do we find it online?
Oh, it's catskillmade.co.
.co, yeah, catskillmade.co.
Okay.
And that is, it's, we deal with a theme each issue, and so the theme for the next upcoming issue, which comes out in February, is analog, and it's all about things that are done the hard way, things that are handmade. So we are looking for pitches for writers and artists that might want to be featured in the magazine in February.
Great.
A few past issues we've done have been home, which deals with, you know, the essence of the home, tribes.
Does it?
Yeah. Equinox, which dealt with balance in creativity and life. And so mm-hmm. we try to explore these themes from a lot of different mediums, or at least the mediums that you can, you know, do in a digital magazine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sounds wonderful. You're active, busy, doing creative things for creative people. It's wonderful to have you.
Too busy.
Is there such a thing? I don't know.